Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. In today's podcast, Dr. Helen Reid, Director of LCI, talks about LCI's work in 2018.
So, this is my review of 2018, which I thought was a great year for Leeds Church Institute. We made good progress on short and long-term objectives, received positive feedback and evaluations, and personally speaking, I enjoyed the work and activities. In truth, 2018 seems like a long time ago already, but this report is based on the annual report, and you can see a full copy of that. But to do a presentation, I've added slides and a bit of extra info for interest. Most of the images I'm using today are in our section of what we call in infographics. So we presented the annual report in images as well, and that'll be coming to you in your next edition of City Theology, which is ready now. I thought I'd start with the people of LCI. There were actually a significant number of changes to the staff team in 2018. You may well remember Sue Mason resigned her post as my PA and facilities manager to relocate to the northeast, and it's not that far away. We do still keep in touch with Sue. She's doing very well, and for those of you who know her, you'll be pleased to hear she's got a circuit administration post locally where she's living. I think that's suiting her well. And being near the four grandchildren and three elderly grandparents is good too. And also in August, Gillian Hoffman retired, and that was a shock to all of us who never realised she was old enough. Has to be said, Gillian is also doing very well, and she's now training, she's been accepted for training for lay readership in the Anglican Church, which is a nice big step for her. You'll know about that, won't you, Richard? Also in August, Miriam O'Keefe took up the temporary but now permanent post of LCI Administrator. We were delighted that Miriam joined us with many decades of experience with the BBC, and we've rubbed our hands going, oh, all that experience and events, it's great. And also Karen Horner, who will have buzzed you in today, took the post of the temporary but now permanent Learning Centre Assistant, and she's part of what keeps the wheels on LCI conferencing and all that work, and we're really delighted that she chose to stay longer term with us too. So there you are, six members of staff. The LCI Council, and there were nine members, met regularly in 2018 and received reports from the staff team. You may remember that last year we thanked Simon Hall for his contribution when he stepped down from council, and we welcomed Mark Harwood, who's taken on particular responsibility with Leeds Citizens and that partnership. So when it says there were nine council members, there was just a brief time when we had nine in total. Mostly it was eight, but there's a change over in the middle. Also in 2018, 28 new members joined LCI, which took our membership total to 132. And we noted that that was lower than the previous year, and we think it's because we were a little bit stricter about people actually saying they were members in the light of GDPR regulations, that we wanted to only keep in touch with people we were allowed to keep in touch with. So that was last year in people. Turning now to our charitable activities. In terms of the events and media programme, we ran 55 events and we had just over 1,100 people attending. These events, some were run in partnership, some were run here and some were elsewhere, so sometimes they were a team effort. There were a whole raft of book-based events, so continuing our tradition about reading and writing in the city. We hosted author-led events for five books written in Leeds, one by Professor Reverend Jane DeGay, her book on exploring Christian culture with Virginia Woolf, and that was a really fantastic evening that we had here. And another book launch that we did for the Vicar of Armley, Irani Sen, was on Holy Spirit Radicals. We did actually take some books from further afield. Sister Agatha's book, A Nun's Story, she's from the Bar Convent in York, but we were delighted actually to do an event for her too. We also held our book club in 2018, and we chose books of interest to Leeds people. We had one written by a Buddhist author, a Christian, a Jewish and a Muslim author. So it was our year for looking at diversity. I hope you all remember this. This was the LCI publication for the year, Abide With Me. It was three comics that were interlinked, created by Cy Smith. I'll explain a bit more about that later. I'm mentioning it here in terms of it being relating to events. So as well as our own events around it, there was the Leeds World Book Night, and it was also present at the Northern Short Story Festival. It also formed the basis of some teaching on pastoral theology at St Hilde College. And it's still on sale at OK Comics in the Thornton Arcade. And I think those range of events show how this publication bridged the worlds of faith and secular goodwill and learning. Alongside these events, the study centre was maintained and developed, and it continues to be a central benefit to members. We purchase new books and subscribe to four regular publications produced by Anglican, Catholic and Methodist publishers. We have our latest books at the back for you to browse and some that we're offering because we're discontinuing from the library. In 2018, we also ran a number of themed events and initiatives, and these included ones around theology and ecology. The Hook Lecture in 2018 was given by Jonathan Bartley, co-leader of the Green Party, who spoke on working for the peace of the city at Leeds Minster. It was a great night, and following on from this, we coordinated a faith leaders and climate change event with the Anglican Diocese, and we were honoured that Councillor Judith Blake, leader of Leeds City Council, attended that, and also a representative of Leeds Climate Commission. From that meeting, we've established a network of influencers. Not everybody likes to be called a faith leader. A network of influencers who want to move on to practical action around climate change. We also hosted an event on universal credit. And the planning for this began in April when I attended the last meeting of the Leeds Poverty Truth Challenge. And we were all challenged, how are you going to make the city a more human place? And LCI committed to running an event on the changes coming with the rollout more widely of universal credit. And so we had an open day for people to come for more information about that and produce a universal credit handbook. So that was our contribution to the Hugh Manifesto. Slide 8. As part of our inclusion theme, we were delighted to be part of a team of educational institutions that brought the theologian James Allison to the north of England. Currently he's living in Spain, not Latin America, so it could have been more expensive. But it was teamwork. And we were really pleased. He gave a seminar on Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God, and asked the question, what is it like on the inside of this as an LGBT person? Just over the summer, research was conducted by a doctoral student, Reverend Anthea College, who was on a short work placement for research with us here. And Anthea researched why affirming Christians attend Pride. She ran an online survey, which I thought had a very impressive level of response. And later we've seen a strong interest in the report that she produced. And I think that this highlights there are issues that really matter to the church and to the city, and this is a key point of intersection. And you can read her full report on our website, which is recommended. And this research has shaped our ongoing work in this area. We continue to look at the 2017 theme of remembrance, and that was launched by our 2017 Hook Lecture. But in 2018, the local artist Ellie Harrison put on a performance at LCI of Etiquette of Grief, which we have had before, but it was a fantastic evening, and we've never actually had quite so many students in the building before, so that was great to have lots of undergraduates here. And she also ran a series of workshops based on the tradition of Mexican Ofrendas and Day of the Dead, and that's where those rather lively images on the screen come from. Participants were supported to remember those who have died and think about how we remember people in Leeds. So remember them personally and spiritually, but also what cultural artefacts and feelings come into that too. Ellie then took the ofrenda to All Hallows Church with the support of LCI. Further work on the theme of remembrance, we sent a copy of the First World War book by Ladybird Histories to every primary school in Leeds. It was really beautifully illustrated, and because it was the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One, it's a theme that was in lots of schools, and we had some really positive feedback about sending out a fact book to schools, not just a story. And it had sections on what the war was like for children, the diversity of people and nations involved, how the war affected women, and also counting the cost and Remembrance Day. So that was our theme of remembrance. The next thing that we had a lot of was reflection. I think it's creative reflection, taking time out, taking a different perspective perhaps. And there, that's some kind of special lens has turned the world upside down. That seems good to me. We do like to stimulate reflection. A key aspect in this work was we took the Leeds Listening Yurt out to schools. So if any of you have seen it, it's a 14-foot tent, complete with its own water feature. And now, a virtual reality tour of Leeds goes with it as well. And we took that to St John's Primary School. We met all Year 9 at Abbey Grange and all Year 9 at Bishop Young, so the two Church of England academies. And all the children were supported to think about life in our city, about being mindful of our city, of others and ourselves. We did also encourage grown-ups to reflect, and we ran the last of our Wild City retreats at Candlemas and also around the eco cycle at Easter. It was also the year when the Reverend Dr. Tom Ord, who was visiting from the States, we got him to come up to Leeds when he was in this country, and he led a whole workshop on photography and spirituality. And he talks about what can we learn about the Creator from creation. And you can see lots of his photos there that we've made into a banner. And he thinks, you know, you look at the theme of power or vulnerability, or you might look at the size of something that's massive. You might just think of the tiny detail in nature. And all this tells us things and helps us to reflect on the Creator. These banners were actually made to be taken to the Thy Kingdom Come event at the John Charles Stadium, and have appeared at various LCI events since then. And now they adorn the conference room. We're encouraging people to reflect. And we think that even in the conference room, where people aren't necessarily religious, thinking about nature might be something that inspires them to think perhaps about something that's a bit larger than life. We also held events to support ecumenical mission in Leeds. This included a whole day event of Wisdom on the Way, and I can see some people who came to that. And we also ran a series of Christians in Education meetings and podcasts. Christians in Education are particularly keen to support people in schools. And we recognise it's tricky to get teachers out on an evening, so we developed the theme of podcasts, and Lawrence has done lots of editing to make sure you don't have to actually be at the meeting, but you can get to hear what was discussed and what was prayed about. We also asked Paul Lancaster to do some research for us to look at what are the key ingredients for life-giving ecumenical mission in Leeds. He did a great report that came out in City Theology that you'll have seen, and we sent copies to all the denominational leaders, and that started a conversation with the different denominations. What's life-giving? And the sub-question is, and what can LCI do as part of that? So you'll hear more about what we've done as part of that in next year's report. You'll have to come next year. So there's me mentioning City Theology. We published it four times in 2018. We send it out to members, local libraries, the British Library, and we also make it available at LCI events. The spring edition had a particular focus on education, and we distributed, I think it's about 150 to senior leaders in education conference at the Queen's Hotel, run by the Anglican Diocesan Board of Education. And whilst I'm mentioning publications, as earlier, we published the three comics Abide With Me, with original artwork, that explored the impact of dementia on families and theologies of dementia. And these comics were sent to all dementia-friendly organisations in Leeds that were listed, and all the memory cafes, just to say you might find this useful for shared reflection. To move to the virtual world, social media continued to be developed as a strand of communication and as an opportunity to stimulate debate, reflection and prayer. So much of our content on social media derives from our events, from research and publications. so it's not separate to our core work. And it's not simply to put out event information, we actually want to engage with a wider audience of people than actually come to our events. As a point of interest, sometimes 4 or 5 times as many people download a podcast of an event than actually come to the building. So we think that definitely makes it worthwhile. See, this was the research report. That was our most read blog. Our most listened to podcast was an interview with Testament at a time when he had a play happening at the Playhouse. And our most viewed tweet, it's a bit small for you to see, but that was about the Jonathan Bartley lecture. So those were our most listened to. So I'd like to say it's thanks to Lawrence in the main. Obviously, fantastic content from the whole team, but Lawrence is our comms officer, and his commitment to finding new ways to engage and to keep the content flowing on social media is increasing our presence and increasing our reach amongst a wider range of people. So we see this as a very important way forward. Towards the end of the year, an undergraduate student from Theology and Religious Studies at University of Leeds began a placement with us which focused on our social media presence. Part of her research was about us, and part of her research was a literature review. Why do faith communities engage in social media? What's distinctive? And what's distinctive when you're a charity? So there's some really interesting stuff. That's kind of 2019 by the time she published the results, but you can come and talk to me afterwards if you don't want to wait till next year to find out what Camilla found there. So that's around events and media. And now to say we couldn't do any of this unless we were involved in city engagement. And these are some of the organisations we worked with, not all of them, but some of them. And right there in the middle, very important one, is Leeds Citizens. So it's our second year of partnership with Leeds Citizens, where the focus is on building leadership in faith communities and local communities and reflecting on economic, spiritual, religious and social life in Leeds. Work was carried out citywide around mental health action and in the South Leeds area around developing community voice and action. In 2018, a series of podcasts called Unsung Leaders was produced, where 6 local leaders were interviewed about their motivations for why they put all this time and passion into their local communities. And it really highlighted their reflections on life, often over quite a long sustained period of leadership, and their faith motivations. That's still available on the website. If you haven't listened to them yet, they're really good. And after me will come Tom and Becky. Our second community organiser we particularly put the funding towards can't be with us today, but she'll be with us virtually on a film and Tom will be speaking. So we'll come back to more of that city engagement later. As John mentioned, this was an important year for our conferencing service. In the last few years, we've become busier and busier. And more, we've been attracting a clientele whose focus is the common good in Leeds, and more specifically, often on training and learning. So in 2018, Council decided that conferencing had moved beyond being described as a not-for-profit business that just happened to transfer some funds over to our core mission work, and actually to see it as integral to our core work and mission as being a resource for learning in a faithful city. And this is reflected in the change that we call it the Learning Centre. And it's a clear acknowledgement that as a staff team, we all share in the ethos and mission of LCI whilst carrying out our own individual roles. For myself as director, this has been a milestone, achieving one of the targets I've been aiming for since arriving. And if anyone's doing the maths there, yes, 5 years. But there's a lot involved. It was thanks to the whole staff team, but I do want to make a special mention for Paul Mann, who's our Learning Centre manager, for his strategic vision and his focus and hard work to making the centre a success and making sure everybody's happy when they come here. These are the statistics. I think one of the practical things we've done over the years is we're just always open now, 350 days a year. You can do the sums. That's pretty much we only close for the week after Christmas and bank holidays. So we're open 7 days a week, 51 weeks a year. And our rooms are used from a range of events, from big conferences to very small meetings. Some groups like lunch when they come. Some just like teas and coffees. And some just want the room for a couple of hours And another part of our success, I think, is we love them all, we welcome them all, and we think whatever they want, we want to be of service to them. And I think the statistics count for themselves that people do like to come here. So that's thinking about the events, and it's thinking about the city engagement, it's thinking about publications, and it's thinking about the learning centre. And that has been 2018 here at LCI. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. If you'd like to know more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.